This is the Truth Network.
It's story time, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. And here's today's story with Joanne Vickner.
Oh my, you're a house, and someone lives in you. God has always existed, but did you know that Jesus has always existed too? Yes? Oh, you are so smart. Yes, Jesus lived with the Father before being born a babe in Bethlehem. Now, how many of you know the third person of God? Some. That's good. His name is the Holy Spirit, and he's just as special. You see, we call God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, or Triune God, because they are three persons, three, yet they're one God. I know it's hard to understand, but we believe it because God says so. Now, where does God live? Yes, in heaven. Yes, on earth. And yes, he lives everywhere. But in the Old Testament, God tells us he lived among his people in the tabernacle, a tent. And the Spirit of God fell heavily upon the prophets and others to accomplish God's plan. You know the stories of Samson. The Holy Spirit empowered him with supernatural strength to kill a lion and a bear with his bare hands. And Samson went on to destroy many of Israel's enemies. God the Spirit, or Holy Spirit, came upon David mightily after he was anointed by the prophet Samuel and was given great faith and miraculous strength. David was just a young boy when he killed a lion and a bear, and not much older when he killed a giant, Goliath. But the Holy Spirit also departed from people that willingly disobeyed God. King Saul was one of those people. He knew better, and yet he chose to defy God. So the Holy Spirit departed from him, and judgment came upon him. Now, sometime later, David's son, Solomon, built God a magnificent temple to dwell in and house the gold-plated wooden Ark of the Covenant containing the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and a pot of manna. God would no longer live in a tent. He would live in a beautiful building. Solomon dedicated the glorious temple to the Lord. With his hands lifted towards heaven, he knelt in prayer in front of the whole assembly of Israel. When he finished praying, Solomon rose and stood. At once, God sent fire from heaven, consuming the burnt offerings, and he moved into the temple, filling it with his glory in a thick cloud. Amazed at the sight, the people of Israel dropped to their knees and put their faces on the ground, and they worshiped him, saying, "He is good, and his love endures forever." Later, the two most important events that have ever taken place or ever will happened. First, Jesus was crucified and buried in a tomb. The second came 3 days later. Jesus was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. He walked out of the tomb and among the people for 40 days, proving to everyone that he overcame death. He's alive. Then he ascended into heaven. 10 days later, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came from heaven and came upon the apostles, who were all gathered together in one place, and gave them miraculous power and courage to be his witnesses and spread the news. Jesus is the Messiah, our Savior. Since then, the moment anyone, you and me and all, accepts Jesus as their Savior, the Holy Spirit literally moves into our hearts and makes his home. That's why we say the power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that lives in you. He will supply you with power beyond your ability so you can perform all he created you to do. The Spirit has many jobs, some of which are to help us be brave when we're scared, feel better when we're sad, and pray when we don't know what to say. He is kind, gentle, patient, and loving. He is God. So take care of your bodies, for you are the temple of God. He lives in you.
If you enjoy Joanne's stories, her book is available on Amazon. And her website at itsstorytimememaw.com. That's itsstorytimememaw.com. Go ahead and order it today. And thanks for listening.